It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We're joined now by a man you will be hearing from all summer long, not just on our sister station 670 The Score when he broadcasts Cubs games alongside the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes, but also every week right here on Melissa and Austin with what we call Coombs Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. It is, of course, Ron Coomer. Ron, how are you?
I am doing great. And we are about to kick things off here in Arizona. So we are looking forward to the regular start of the season.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, Ron, so what are your expectations for the Cubs this year?
I think our expectations are high. They really are. We're going to open up tonight, and we're playing a very good team. But I really feel the Cubs have had a very good offseason in signing some veteran players to go along with some very good young players that are going to, you know, make their debuts, like Matt Shaw will make his debut tonight. And Pete Crow Armstrong has taken a big step forward. So between that, you know, the Tuckers and Turners who have been added, I really think this team has got a great chance of being, you know, a playoff team come October.
Now, I do think a secret ingredient, a big key to this season being a success, is standing right here in studio with me currently. Back in 2023, the Cubs were kind of meddling, and around the All-Star break, manager David Ross came into our studio. He shook our producer Kyle's hand, and after that handshake, the Cubs went on to win like 11 of 12, and it was a wild run that they got to get them back into playoff position. Is there any way you can let manager Craig Counsell know that if things start to sputter this year, because we all know it's a long season, if he needs to shake Kyle's hand, we will gladly set something up.
I can do that today. And Kyle, if that's the case, you can have a seat in our booth.
Look, I don't want to waste the power. Obviously, we'll only use it when times are really needed.
Of course, with great power comes great responsibility.
But I understand my spot on this team, that I'm happy to help out whenever Craig and the boys need it.
Well, I will see them today here in a few hours, and I will make sure that Craig Council knows that he has a superpower looking over him right now. That's worked in the past.
Yeah, it's the ultimate
Chicago Cubs.
It's the ultimate bullpen arm for him to call upon. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you got gold glovers on the field. Well, we've got a golden hand here in the studio. So
yeah, there we go.
Now, Rod, everybody, of course.
Where were you when I was playing, Kyle? I would have shared the money and everything, you know.
Rod, I was writing you letters all the time in 2001. You just weren't getting back to me yet, and I understand it. I get it.
Got it.
No, Rod, our listening audience obviously knows you from the booth, but we also know you're a country fan as well. And if you were to put a country song on, a country artist on, who are you tuning to?
There's a lot. I've done a lot of concert going. I would have to say if it was going into a game, because we were part of their foundation, was probably Garth Brooks. You know, he had a foundation when he retired for baseball and for the hockey guys in the NHL. And we would go to Las Vegas and we would meet him and Tricia, and they would put on shows and they'd raise a bunch of money. And they were all private shows. And then we'd go hang out together, and Vegas is a good place to hang out. And if you're really good at what you do, like he was, and, you know, we had some fun. So I would probably do that for the old school. I'm going to come up with some new guys that will have to change my music here in the phone. So I'll have some new guys coming up for you. How's that?
Oh, we love it. We're always happy to give you recommendations as well. If you need it, we're willing to pass that along so I can shake hands and give you music as well.
Yeah. He's got a golden hand and a golden ear. All right, well, Ron, listen, you're going to be joining us every week this summer, which we are super excited about. With you being in Arizona for this first weekend out of the year, I want to gauge your personal opinion on the markets that you will be going to in what I am just going to deem Coomer's country scale. It is basically a scale on 1 to 10 of how you feel like each market would be as a country market. You're in Phoenix this weekend.
Yep.
Like, I feel like that is a pretty good country town. Am I wrong?
Country music is big here. Absolutely. You hear a lot of country music everywhere. Mm-hmm. They just had a country fest not too long ago with one coming up. A lot of cowboy hats, a lot of ranchers. So, yes, this would be one that US 99 group would love to come to. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're thinking like an 8, maybe a 9.
I would say for sure an 8.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good to know. All right. Now, is there a spot in Phoenix that you will make sure to hit up before you leave?
Well, I've been here a month and a half. I've hit them all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're looking to get back to Chicago.
Okay, all right. Makes for an easy travel schedule, I guess.
I know, I was about to say, I think the one spot he wants to hit up is the airport.
Yeah, his home.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're ready to get the baseball season started and get to spend some time at home with family.
Ron, listen, we want to thank you for taking the time, man. We are excited for this upcoming baseball season, not just because baseball's back and the Cubs are, you know, looking to have a really good year, but because we get to spend part of that season with you, man. We're honestly so excited. Thank you so much for doing this.
No, I'm looking forward to it, too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I love doing stuff like this that's not so baseball, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for
sure. We've got a different outlet, so it's great. No, it's very cool.
Yeah, well, when Melissa comes back, it'll be even less baseball because she knows nothing about sports, so you're good.
Perfect. Well, I'll ask the baseball questions about how we're going to do that night, and it'll be great.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ron. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.